This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We now bring you the second episode of Simpson Bowles, two unelected men with a plan to cut the budget deficit. Today's installment consists of another $2.5 trillion worth of austerity. It's a sequel to the less than well-received original Simpson Bowles National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform, to call it by its official name. But really, why does anybody in official Washington listen to these guys anyway? Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The dynamic fiscal duo is Democrat Erskine Bowles and Republican Alan Simpson. They ran a budget commission 3 years ago, spit out a report, which went on a shelf. Yet they're still in the middle of our deficit conversation. Why? Clint Stretch, a tax analyst, says they insert themselves in it. And their plan is in the political middle, Goldilocks, in a city of very hard beds and very soft ones.
Simpson Bowles comes down essentially on the side of saying government ought to be bigger than Republicans would have it be, and probably smaller than Democrats would have it be.
In the campaign, both candidates cited Simpson Bowles favorably. And many economists dig it, says one very famous one. Harvard's Kenneth Rogoff says Simpson Bowles kills the right tax breaks, and it doesn't raise taxes so much that it stalls growth.
I think still the original proposal they put out there is sort of the light post by which policymakers will try to guide themselves over the longer term, at least we hope so.
It's not the North Star to everyone. Simpson and Bowles are urgent about deficit cutting, but Henry Aaron at the Brookings Institution says the bigger problem is millions unemployed.
That's the primary waste we have today. Ending that waste should be job one. Job two is dealing with our longer term budget challenges.
This view tolerates more government borrowing and spending. But the gospel of Simpson and Bowles is to push deficits just one way, down. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.